We present another episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, Without Prejudice.
Have we got any more saucepans? There's another leak started up in the hallway.
No, we're using them all. Oh, God, this one's full now.
Where's your pole?
Halfway up the stairs. Oh, that poxy motorway. It's shaking half the tiles off the roof.
Ah, don't go blaming the motorway. It's been falling to bits for years, this place has.
Yeah, well, it's worse now, isn't it? And if you ever allow them big 44-tonners on the road, mate, we've had it. You'll have to dig us out. That's if the fumes don't chuck us to death in the meantime. All the pollution around here is appalling. The whole ecology of Shepherd's Bush has gone right down a pan. There you are. There's a jumbo jet going over now.
No, it's not. It's a stretched DC-9.
I'll stretch the rotten pilot if I get hold of him. They throttle's back here on purpose. They wait till they get over our chimney pot, then what? All four engines. That's diabolical. Well, they didn't ought to be allowed. I bet they don't do it over Windsor Castle. Hello. Look at that. There's waves on the goldfish bowl.
We're lucky we don't live in Hounslow. They come in 1,000 feet lower there.
Well, if we lived in Hounslow, mate, I'd have 3 barrage balloons in the yard.
Have you got that saucepan?
We haven't got any more saucepans. We're using them all. Take that kettle.
That's no good. It won't go down there.
Not down the spout. Take the lid off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honestly. You get worse as you get older, you do. Well, go on then, hurry up. Our beds will be floating down the road in a minute. Oh, God, there's another leak starting up over me desk.
Put a goldfish bowl under it.
Here, look at him, swimming about. He's the only one enjoying this.
You're enjoying this, aren't you, eh? You scaly little twit.
It's all right. I'll put the kettle under the leak. We'll wait till it's full up and then I'll make a cup of tea. Raindrops keep falling on me head. Raindrops are falling on me bonnet.
Oi.
Fair.
Oi. Oi. Do you mind? I'm not in the mood.
Sorry.
Oh, it's no good, Dad. I'm not putting up with this any longer. We've got to get out of this place.
Oh, there's no need to do that. There's nothing wrong that a little patching up won't put right.
Patching up? I've patched up everything in sight in this house. We've been patching up the patches for the past 25 years. No, we're fighting a losing battle, Dad. The best thing we're going to do is abandon this place. Let's flog it while it's still standing.
Flog it?
No, we can use it as a deposit on a new place. If we wait much longer, we'll have nothing. We'll own the freehold of 35 tons of hardcore.
Oh, I don't know, Harold. I don't think I'd like to move. I was born in this house. I've always thought I'd like to die here.
If you stay here, it'll be sooner than you expect. I'll be realistic, Dad. We've done everything that's possible to do with a place. It needs a major reconstruction.
Oh, it could still look nice if it was done up.
Well, perhaps it could, but we ain't got the bread. Well, if someone spent a few thousand on it, it might make something out of it. Modernise it. Yeah. Cobble courtyard. Bay trees in tubs. Wrought iron gates. Yellow door. Yes. Yeah, but let someone else have their aggravation, shall we? I mean, we're not far from the BBC, yeah? We could unload it onto some of them puffy producers up there. I mean, the jump of this place. Well, it's dead-endy for them, isn't it?
Yeah, but where'd we go?
Anywhere, as long as it's away from this place. Somewhere quiet.
In the suburbs. A nice select area. I've always wanted to live somewhere like that.
Yeah, we could afford it.
Yes, we could. Even in this state, it must be worth $4,000 or $5,000. That's half the price of a new house.
It's a lot of money to lay out.
But we could get the rest on mortgage. Oh, just think of it, Dad. Imagine not having to go outside on a winter's night for a leak. Central heating, a bathroom, your own garden. You've always wanted your own garden. We could have a little gnome's pond. Yeah, and a row of concrete ducks walking across the lawn. Oh, what do you say, Dad? Oh, let's do it before we're too old.
It's a big step, Harold. I don't know. I like it here. I like the noise. I like the traffic and the kids outside and the aeroplanes going over. You know people are alive. I don't like it too quiet.
Well, I do. I've got to get away from here. I won't be dry for once. I mean, if I stand in front of the fire, you can't see me for the steam coming out of my trousers. I want some comfort, Dad. I want to be able to open the window without the frame falling out. I want to be able to slam a door without ducking. I want to go to bed without my overcoat on. It's not too much to ask, is it?
No, of course it isn't.
The time has come to move on.
Oh, no, I'm too old to move on. You can't pull up your roots at my time of life.
Dad, I might as well lay it on the line. Either we go together, or I go on my own.
I knew it would come to this one day. Well, I suppose if you found someone nice with nice, friendly neighbours, it mightn't be so bad. All right, then. If that's what you really want, I won't stand in your way.
Hey, at last, at last. Oh, look, you won't regret it, Dad. Oh, we should have done this years ago. I'll get in touch with the estate agents to see what they got on their books.
Here.
What?
Where's the goldfish?
Eh?
The bowl. It's overflowing.
Oh, gold. Charlie, where are you? Charlie, come on, Charlie. Ants eggs, Charlie. Who wants ants eggs? You're looking at me, Ella. Go on. And don't bang the notes.
Blimey. This is a posh street, isn't it? Are you sure we're in the right place?
Of course we are.
Bit high class, isn't it?
Father, there is no point in moving into a new environ if it is just as crappy as the one we've moved out of. I think Barnes is a very nice area.
Blimey, look at all them cars down there.
Hey, that must be the ass. There, the one with the board outside.
Who's that dodgy-looking geezer standing outside it?
That's the estate agent. I arranged to meet him there.
Oh, it's a nosy street, isn't it? Everybody's looking at us.
Take a notice. We're just as good as they are. How there. Good morning.
Would you mind moving on? I'm expecting some clients at any moment.
You the estate agent?
Yes.
Well, that's us then.
Oh. How'd you do? Charming horse you've got there. Nice legs.
Yeah. One at each corner.
Shall we inspect the property?
By all means. Hang on.
The property is empty at the moment.
Nice gardens, aren't they? Morning, missus. Lovely roses you've got there. If my horse does anything, you can have it.
Leave it out, will you? Come on, come on.
Here we are.
It's very nice. We'll take it.
Oh, blimey. Wait till we've got inside the door. We haven't been over it yet.
Well, no need to. It's a lovely little place. It's just what we're after.
It's the first one we've looked at, and we haven't looked at it yet.
Oh, all right, then.
Before we go any further, I presume my partner did make it quite clear what the asking price is.
Yeah.
9,995.
In other words, 10,000.
Yes, I suppose it is, really. And that is the price range you were contemplating?
Well, Tom Jones here is. I think it's a waste of money. We've a lovely little place in Shepherd's Bush.
Now, look, don't you start that again. You agreed to look round, so shut your face and start looking.
Yeah, it's around about 10, was the area I was thinking of. Are the vendors prepared to negotiate on the asking price?
Well, of course, this is a very sought-after area. What sort of price were you thinking of?
4,500.
Now, look, let me conduct the business. Leave us alone. Walk round the garden.
I'm not a bloody teddy bear. And I'm not leaving you with him. He'll have your trousers down as soon as look at you.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, dear. No offence. Oh, that is just a business expression. You see, having one's trousers taken down is a working-class euphemism for being turned over.
Turned over?
Taken for a steamer. Taken to the cleaners. Head by the short and curly.
If you are implying sharp practice, I really must protest. Alec and Ferris are a very old and reputable firm, established in 1942.
1942? Why weren't you in the army?
Oh, God, he's off.
Spiv, were you?
What?
While we was all fighting, you was over here making a packet, buying up cheap houses. While we were all moving out, you were all moving in.
I was wounded in North Africa, if it is any concern of yours. I spent a year in military hospital and was invalided out.
Well, that's all right. There's no need to boast about it. We all did our bit.
Look, Dad, one of these days, somebody's going to stick one right on you. And I do hope I'm there to see it.
I do apologise for this unwarranted attack upon your integrity. I can only put it down to a combination of senile decay and pig ignorance. I sincerely hope it will not prejudice our negotiations.
I quite understand. To return to your original question as regards the price, I must point out there are several people after the property, all willing to pay the full price.
What a load of old codswallop. They all say that.
If the house is beyond your means, I see no point
it in... It is not beyond our means. We have adequate conkers. We like to know just a little bit more about it.
Well, the house was erected 5 years ago by a local builder for his own use.
Oh,
double
yes.
Glazing in every room, oak parquet flooring throughout.
Oh, that's nice.
That won't last long with the horse coming in and out.
Horse?
Yeah, her out there. We're keeping her in the back garden.
Good grief.
Look, Dad, we won't be bringing the horse through the house. She'll go in the garage with the cart.
You intend keeping a horse and cart in Highview Avenue?
Yeah.
I don't think the local residents will take kindly to that.
Hey, we can't keep the horse and cart in the garage, Harold.
I should think not.
We'd have nowhere to put the junk.
Junk?
The junk goes out in the back garden.
What about my concrete ducks? Unless we get the horse in the front room.
No, I'm not having that horse in here with us, Dad. Not in a house like this. She'd spoil it. No, we'll keep the cart in the garage, take the horse through to the back garden and build a shed for her. She'll like that. Nice bit of lawn under her feet. Be better than them cobblestones. Yeah, she can keep the grass down as well.
Good Lord. A cart horse in Highview Avenue. They don't even like children down here. It doesn't matter. I'll try to get the price down a bit.
Oh, good. Well, we'll discuss that later. Oh, let's have a look at the house.
Oh, yes, of course. Shall we start upstairs?
As you wish.
Up here we have the usual three bedrooms, one of which comprises the master suite, and here, toilet and bathroom in matching suite.
Here. It's black. A black bog.
Yes, very chic, don't you think? A touch of luxury.
Oh, yes, it's very glamorous. Oh, it's very Mae West. Oh, I do approve of the gold-plated dolphins instead of taps. Oh, and the telephone as well.
That is a flexible shower.
So it is. How very novel. I'm beginning to like this place, Pater.
I'm not getting into a black bath.
Why not? It'll match the colour of the water.
There is another toilet downstairs. After you.
Oh, thank God. Two toilets. Did you hear that, Pater? We can have one each. Here, you can do your crossword puzzle in peace now.
This is the kitchen.
Oh, yes. It's very select. How very Californian.
Everything is built in, as you can see. Double sink unit, of course, with a waste disposer.
A what?
A waste disposer.
What?
So it saves using the dustbins. All the grub that is left on your plate, which with your cooking is quite considerable. You scrapes into that. Oh, it's marvellous. It grinds up the bones and the meat and gristle into tiny little pieces. Then you turn on the tap and you flush it all away. And if you're not careful, you'll be the first thing that'll go down here.
Eye-level grill, serving hatch, and a smell extractor.
Yes. We're going to need that.
This way, gentlemen. This is the through lounge.
Oh, what a lovely size. Oh, man can stretch out in a room this size. Oh, it'll be a pleasure to bring the crampy back home to this place.
Where's the front room?
You don't have front rooms in modern houses. This is the front room and the back room. It's all in one room.
I don't like that idea. Where do you put your dead bodies when you have a funeral?
Thinking about things like that for when we're buying a new house. Ooh, good. Aren't you morbid? What do you need a special room for that for? I mean, there's only two of us. It wouldn't be used very much.
It's important to have somewhere to be laid out.
Don't you worry. When you go, I'll find somewhere to bung you. I'll bung you in the black bath. Mr. Ferris, I must say, I like it. I don't think we need look any further.
It is very ideally situated. The amenities are first class. Three very good private schools nearby.
Oh, good.
Swimming pool, hard and soft tennis courts.
Oh, lovely.
Excellent riding on the common and a superb golf course. And three churches.
Three?
Never mind all that. Where's the nearest boozer?
There is a private hotel open to non-residents opposite the cricket green. An excellent cocktail lounge and grill.
Mr. Ferris, you have convinced me. We'll take it.
Capital. It's been a great pleasure to do business with you.
Oh, thank you.
Shall we retire?
Oh, by all means.
Excuse me a minute. I'm just going to nip upstairs and splash me boots.
Oh, God.
Perhaps you'd like to have a look round outside.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Quite a substantial front garden, don't you think? Very well laid out.
Oh, yes, yes. It's very, Inigo Jones.
The previous owners, in fact, all the residents of Highview Avenue, go to great lengths to keep up their gardens. If I may offer a word of advice...
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it would be advisable to persuade your horse not to eat your neighbour's privets.
Oh, wouldn't that do it? Of course, she's nice.
Over there.
Get away from there, you great hungry gutted clodhopper! Oh, do beg your pardon, madam. Oh, God, now what's wrong?
Harry!
What are you doing up there?
I can't get out. I locked in the car seat.
Oh, you always let you down. Dad? Dad? Homo? Has anyone been out to see this place yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, it's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Here, I found this tennis racket in the yard. Not bad, is it? Get it restrung. And wait till I get down to that club with me shorts on. I'll frighten the lives out of them.
Yes. Well, personally, I don't think I'll bother with a tennis club. I'll concentrate on the golf course. I mean, all the big deals these days is done on the golf course. Yeah. I might even join the Masons if it suits my book. No, I mean, I've got all the gear. Yeah, I bought it off that old biddy in Kensington. Her old man was in it for 35 years. He finally became Grand Worshipful Master, and he dropped dead over the smoked salmon on Ladies' Night. The next day, she unloaded all his gear and ran off to the Bahamas with a Catholic priest. I've got it all out there. I only need a trowel and I'm in. Ah, yes, it is the only way. I mean, you've got to mix with the right class of people.
Someone at the door.
Someone to come to view the house. I'll go.
Yeah, we must have some nice charms put in it, the new place, with an illuminated button outside, so you can see it when you come home, three parts Oliver Twist.
Oh, good afternoon. Mr. Steptoe?
Yes?
Oh, my name's Dryson. I'm secretary of the Highview Avenue Residents Association, and these gentlemen are my committee.
Oh, this is a pleasant surprise. Oh, how very kind of you to make contact so early. But won't you come in?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Would you care to go through to the lounge? Father, these gentlemen are from the Highview Residents Association. This is my father.
Yes, we did notice him yesterday. We understand that you intend purchasing Torre Molinos.
Pardon?
Number 23.
Oh, is that his name? Yes, we have placed a deposit on the property, subject, of course, to contract and a satisfactory surveyor's report.
Oh, so you do intend actually buying and moving in?
Oh, yes, yes, we're very keen on a house. We've quite fallen in love with it, haven't we, Peter?
Yeah, it's smashing.
Oh, it's a very nice locale. It's very salubrious.
Quite. We all think so, too. And naturally, we are very anxious to keep it that way.
Oh, naturally. I mean, the avenue does you all great credit.
Yes, well, we would be very distressed to see the ambiance of the neighbourhood in any way threatened.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. But may I offer you some refreshment? A sherry? I'll have an amusing little amontillado, which I find not too dry.
Thank you, no. But it is important to keep the standards of the street as high as possible.
Oh, quite.
Not just externally, but internally as well.
Oh, yes, we find that most important.
Yes, not only for visual appeal, there is also an economic factor. At the moment, the prices in Highview are at a premium.
They are indeed. Very pricey. Beaucoup de love.
Yes, and we are all concerned that they should remain that way.
That's all we know.
Yes, well, most of us have our life savings tied up in our houses, and it would be disastrous if the values were to drop.
Oh, yes, of course. Indeed it would, yes. That's very understandable.
Yes, well, unfortunately, the slightest lowering of the standards of any of our residents would undoubtedly reflect in a downward trend in the prices of the rest of the properties.
What he means is they don't want any tow rags like us moving down there.
Oh, come now, Father. I'm sure the gentleman don't mean any such thing.
Yes, he does. You ask him.
You don't mean that, do you?
Well, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. We are not in any way prejudiced.
Oh, heaven forbid. People getting on in the world.
I mean, only last year we were cleared by the Race Relations Board in a similar case. But the problem is, and I do hope you understand, that there is a covenant on the type of professions that can be carried on from our houses. And I understand that you are rag and bone men.
Salvage recovery operatives. We find that bones don't play a very large part in our operations these days.
Nah, there's no conkers in bones.
In fact, we'd be down to our own if we relied upon them.
Yes, but what's worrying us is, is it your intention to practice your profession from Torre Molinos?
Of course.
You would intend keeping your horse and cart on the premises?
Definitely.
Oh, he means in the garage, not in the house. No, I've already noted that. Yeah, I know what you're worried about. You're worried about what we're going to do with the junk, aren't you?
Well, yes, that is one of our concerns.
Oh, dear, please do set your mind at rest. We are putting it in the back garden. You won't see it. Now, we'll cover it with tarpaulins. No, well, we haven't bothered here. We are prepared to get a couple of whippets in.
Whippets?
To keep the rats down.
Oh, my God. Gentlemen, I think our fears are more than justified. I shall now put forward our proposal.
Here it comes.
Here what comes?
You'll see.
Mr. Steptoe, I am authorised by the Highview Residents Association to make you a formal offer of £500 not to pursue your purchase of Torre Molinos, otherwise known as 23 Highview Avenue.
You,
You... This is an outrage. I've never been so insulted in my entire...
Take it 1,000.
Father, we're not going to be a party to this blatant piece of discrimination. The working class fought against the...
Shut up. 1,000 quid and you're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. We couldn't possibly go to 1,000.
Oh, please yourself. You may expect us at the end of the month, and the first cartload of junk will be shot onto the lawn next morning.
750.
900.
800.
Stop this! You're not buying me, any of you. I want the house. I'm not going to be fobbed off by a bunch of lousy rotten snobs.
875.
This is a free country, and I'm entitled to live where I like.
825.
850.
Done! Subject to an undertaking not to purchase any other house in Highview Avenue.
Agreed.
It is not agreed! Don't you understand what they are saying? We're not as good as they are. We're not fit to live next to them.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
This is sheer unadulterated class distinction.
You will receive our cheque first thing in the morning.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure to do business with you. Good day to
good day,
you.
Good day. Good day. Good day.
How could you do a thing like that? How could you sell yourself like that? Have you no pride?
We just made 850 quid for nothing.
The whole thing is immoral.
Of course it's not. They were quite right. If we'd moved in, the value of their property would have gone down. Nobody would have spoken to us. Everybody would have been dead miserable. This way, they're happy. And we're happy.
I'm not.
Then you're a fool. 850 quid we put into this place. Then we get much better price when we sell it. If we're classified as social lepers, we might as well cash in on it.
You silly little man. 850 won't go anywhere here. He needs a couple of thousand spent on it.
I know. I've thought of that. Come on.
What's you up to? Where are you going? Here, look at the size of these houses. Here, look, look, swimming pools. Look at all the Rolls's and the Bentleys.
Yeah, I told you I knew what I was doing.
Here, here, look at that geezer washing a Ferrari, look.
I say, you there, can't you read? This is a private road. No hawkers or circulars. Now go on, clear off.
Mind your own business.
excuse me. But is the house next to you with the gazebo, is that Willow's End?
Yes, it is. Now, clear off before I call the police.
Oh, come now. That is no way to speak to your new next-door neighbours, Ethel. Get a checkbook out, Peter.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Edward Kelsey as the estate agent and Gerard Green as Mr. Dryzen. Other parts were played by Trevor Martin. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, the Steptoe.